T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Alongside B. Scott, Sean Bajani, in for Landry Locker, John Lopez. You're in the loop. Figgy Fig here as well. 713-572-4610. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call or text. We'll get to some of your reaction here just momentarily. But easy way to localize it today, because I didn't know this was going to be a thing, B. Scott. I don't know if this is something that has spawned just because of the recent drama that has been nixed within the McNair family, and something that we've been talking about periodically over the course of the last year, and that is the brother of Texans CEO, chairman of the Houston Texans, Cal McNair, Kerry McNair,
who
recently dropped a guardianship lawsuit. Know a lot of the loyal listeners are familiar with that. If you're not too in tune, brother was trying to take guardianship over Janice McNair because of, as he had put it at the time, you know, her failing health and not having the ability anymore to operate on the day in and day out responsibilities, obligations for the Houston Texans. Well, that's gone away. Is this story, B. Scott, in direct correlation to that, as in, would this not have happened if that hadn't have happened?
Yeah, so I don't know which one is the chicken or the egg, but I would say it. I would reverse it more than likely. Like, I think that this is perhaps Kerry McNair, the older brother, and the lesser known brother, Kerry McNair, had some level of knowledge or awareness that this vote was going to come up at some point. Like, I wonder how much of it was specifically really about Janice's health and how much of it was about the potential for Cal to become the principal on
trying to weasel his way in.
Yeah.
Get in and make it happen to where maybe he would become principal owner one day.
Or at the very least, and I want to be careful how I word this, but maybe at the very least that Cal would not.
Yeah, maybe, you know, so.
And without getting too personal within the personal family dynamics of how it works with the McNairs, and I'm not pretending like I know it all either, but safe to say that these two brothers are not exactly chummy.
No.
You know, not exactly chummy. And so I think that was now, which one comes first? Is it Kerry McNair trying to preempt Cal McNair becoming the principal owner? Or is this in response to, hey, there's another family member here who's going to try to take over this franchise who we don't know.
Yeah.
And we'd rather the you know, the guy that we do know, Cal, who's been around for forever.
Yeah.
You know, do we want to do it like that?
Trying to do that and maybe position himself, if you're Kerry, to maybe sell the team and stuff like that. So if you're not familiar.
Which one of those it is, I'm not sure, but one of those, I should say both of those are plausible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The news today is that league owners are going to be voting on Tuesday, next Tuesday, on whether or not to approve Texans chairman and CEO Cal McNair as the franchise's new principal owner at the NFL owners' meetings that will take place next week. Tuesday morning, they're expected to vote. So, didn't know that was a thing until today. I'm actually excited about this with some finality. We all call Cal McNair the owner. I never call him CEO and chairman. I mean, you see him, he's operating and acting and is visible as if he is the owner on paper, but now he officially will be if, in fact, this vote does pass on Tuesday.
Well, let's be honest. Most of the loopholes and the 610 listeners call Hannah the owner.
Yeah.
Which is the way this is going to work out, you know, or the way this has worked
out. She's really pulling the strings.
Look, Cal's a nice guy.
That's fair.
Cal's a nice guy. Hannah, the best thing that he's ever come up with.
Hannah's maybe the best thing that the city of Houston has been able to come up with, given the dark ages that we all just went through together over the course of the last 3+ years prior to last season, of course.
Texas specifically related, because, I mean, Houston does have, you know, Beyonce. So,
come on.
I'm just saying. You said the best thing we ever came up with.
Yeah.
You just lost a listener.
My goodness. Get out of here. No, I saw that. I said that because I saw this article. Here's a quote from an ESPN article. His wife, Janice McNair, became the Texans' principal owner and is one of 10 women who are principal owners. And we started looking through a list. I'm like, damn, 10 women are principal owners in the NFL. I could think of two. And one, I was like, oh, yeah, Amy Adams-Strunk in the division with the Titans.
We forgot all about her.
Who was the first one that I thought of? I can't even remember now. It was the
you asked about the Vikings.
Ford lady.
The Ford. Yeah, the Ford. Yeah. Sheila Ford.
Yeah. Yep. That was the only one. I mean, that was the first one I could think of. And, yes, all that to say, Hannah, we came around to the fact that, yeah, you know, there's some co-owners like the Haslams, you know. Well, that doesn't count as like being a women principal owner. And then you were like, well, depends on who's wearing the pants. And I was like, yeah, that kind of sounds applicable here.
Yeah.
I don't care what you call it. It's going to happen, hopefully, on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's just like a, I don't want to say full circle moment, but it is something interesting to observe how far they've come. And to your point about Cal McNair really sort of feeling like the owner, I've kind of looked at it that way too. You look at it, his early part of his CEO-ship or chairmanship, you know, after his father first passes, everything that they went through with Bill, Jack, and just the turmoil, the obviously Deshaun, the organization kind of going in the tank for a minute there, and to kind of come out of it, and all they really needed to do was hit on the two most important positions on the football team. And we understand how important the CEO, ownership, and general manager are as well. But the head coach and the quarterback.
Yeah.
Notice how everything changed. We're even getting the text now, 713-572-4610 on the text line. We're seeing folks talk about new ownership, and the McNairs have gotten a lot of criticism over the years. But look at it now. They got D'Amico Ryans. They got C.J. Stroud, and to me, everything is up. Mm-hmm. Everything is up from there. It just goes to show you how those two positions can save you from yourself to a large degree. And that's the way I look at it. Like things have turned around greatly since the beginning of this little chairmanship. Since Cal's father died.
Yeah.
Since Bob McNair passed.
713-572-4610. Let's localize it with you. Let's talk to Wood. You're on In the Loop, Wood. What's happening, my man?
Fellas, how y'all doing? I heard the last segment y'all were talking about we could possibly move up in the first round. I want to say, man, Nick Caserio, I got to choose the words carefully. He upset me to the highest degree when he gave away our first round pick. Because the thing is, you're going to have quarterbacks go off the board, baby. Three quarterbacks, you're going to have offensive tackles, receivers go off, edge rushers go off. So in that 20th pick, we're going to have a premium defensive tackle or cornerback that we could have picked up right there, where it would have fit perfect with D'Amico Ryan's team. Now, he's the smartest agent out there.
Yo, where are you calling us from, man?
I'm a truck driver here, and I'm moving mail around the city here, you know, and everything. So excuse me for the little noise in the background. Like I say, Nick Casario, and like I say, like a car salesman, the problem, like most.
Hey, Wood.
All right, we gotta let you go, man.
I gotta let
the
you
service
go.
Service kind
of
spotty.
Yeah, you were in and out, but I would venture to guess, like all of you probably would, that he's not happy that the Texans moved out of the first round because of the various needs, the holes they have to fill.
Yeah.
And look, I don't like how they got where they're at, but I've kind of come back to feeling okay about where they're at because of some other moves that they've made. I want to talk about that, and I think Wood started to get to it. I heard him mention cornerback there, something that I wanted to talk about this morning, and I kind of teased it earlier. We'll get to it next. A dude the Texans were linked to since day one and has been endorsed by a current Houston Texan or two, I think they should go out and grab right now. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.